This is going to be fun tonight, to be quite honest. Let me do a little explanation to begin with. First of all, most people don't go on Facebook unless they have their best picture or best look. Well, I'm here to tell you, this may be the worst I've looked in a while. I look bad all the time, but some of you know, many of you don't, but that I was sick this weekend. And I have lost about 10 pounds. I had the COVID-19 test, which is excruciating. I felt like they were swabbing my brain. And I'm going back tomorrow because I'm better. I don't have COVID-19, just for your information. But I have some kind of stomach virus that we're trying to figure out. And I don't really have the virus. Well, I guess I do, because I have the fever. So pray for me tomorrow as I go to the doctor in the morning to get a blood test, try to figure out what's going on. Please try to remember this look, because it's not very good, and I want to be known as authentic and real. Tonight we're going to talk about how to live a blessed life. And, you know, we talked the first night about blessed are the poor in spirit. We talked about until you become empty, until you realize that you can't do it all, God really can't do anything through you. And then last week, we talked about blessed are those who mourn. And we talked about how mourning is very important and that God comforts us and we need to mourn our losses. And whether it's the loss of a loved one, a relationship, a job, there is nothing wrong with mourning. Now, tonight, we're going to talk about the strength of gentleness. And I want to begin by reading Matthew 5:5 from the New American Standard. And it says this, "Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth." Blessed, that word blessed, as you remember, means to enlarge, to be big. And really, God's blessings are on us, His love, His forgiveness, His peace. They're on us when we have this characteristic of being gentle. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. God blesses those who are gentle. Now, it's a very hard word to define, as a matter of fact. Gentle or humble. Many translations use the word humble. The correct translation is gentle, and it literally means this. Gentleness, or gentle, is strength under control. That's what it means. To be gentle means that you are under the control of something, and you're not wild and crazy. And you know, I've been watching, I watch every day, the governor, and one of the things about Asa that I've been so impressed with is how under control he seems. He seems gentle, he seems under control. And he demonstrates power without being loud and strong. I mean, he has a unique way. My brother, who lives in New Mexico, said he would vote for him for president if he was running. But the Bible teaches us that we need to be gentle, and that God blesses that. Now, the reason it's such a difficult word to translate is because the English does not have a word that translates both gentleness and power at the same time. And it's hard to translate because of that, but we're just going to know that gentleness is power, God's power controlling us. Now, I want to say this. We live in a world that needs gentleness. We live in a world of rudeness. You see it. You hear it. You experience it. It's not beneficial. I mean, I think that's one of the problems with our society right now, is it's so rude. Not gentle, not power and control. People lash out. Just look at Facebook and the crazy things people say on Facebook. And we need to understand that that's not the way God wants to bless us when we ask. Gentleness diffuses conflict. Proverbs 15:1 says, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up their anger. Have you ever had someone come in and start screaming at you? Your typical reaction is to start screaming back, right? Match their volume, match their... But here's the interesting thing. Try this the next time someone raises their voice at you. When they raise their voice at you, you lower your voice. The louder they get, the lower you get. One of the things you'll find is that people totally freak out. They don't know what to do. And one of the things the Proverbs teaches is that a gentle answer turns away wrath, turns away fighting and the things that we see going on in our world. So understand that when you are gentle, you diffuse conflict. A second thing, gentleness disarms critics. Listen to what it says in 1 Corinthians 4:13. We respond gently when evil things are said about us. Now, when someone says ugly things about you, do you get gentle or do you get loud? Do you defend yourself or do you respond with gentleness? You see, being willing to make the decision to not be loud, to not be aggressive back, really is the way we should respond to people who are going to be unkind. Listen, just because a person's unkind to you doesn't mean you need to become like them by being unkind back. We need to understand that when you are gentle, it really does throw people off. The third thing, gentleness is persuasive. I talked a little bit about Asa. I mean, part of the reason I think he's so persuasive is because he's gentle sounding. I feel like he's my, you know, it's my dad talking to me. Proverbs 25:15 in the Message says, gentle speech breaks down rigid defenses. Proverbs 25:15 in the New NCB translation says, a gentle word can get through to the hard head. When you aren't gentle, when you're harsh and hard and rude back, nothing gets accomplished. But when you begin to respond to your critics, when you begin to respond to people who are rude with gentleness in a big gathering and people are being that way, you know what? People notice that. Proverbs 16:21 says, a wise, mature person is known for understanding. The more pleasant his words, the more persuasive he is. Rick Warren has said this many times, I'm never persuasive when I'm abrasive. When you're abrasive, people don't listen. I think of my dad. You know, my dad growing up, he was just always, when he would get on to me, he would be very gentle. And he would say things like, son, you know, I've done everything I could do to raise you right. I hated that. I would dread if we don't scream and holler and get it over with. He said, but you know, you're an Ashburn. You shouldn't act that way. And what I've discovered is that when we are abrasive, people aren't going to listen to us. I've always wondered, what are people thinking who are protesting abortion? And I hate abortion. And they're calling them baby killers as they're going in. Are they going to have an influence for the gospel to that person going in by being abrasive? Yes, it is terrible. It's a sin. But we need to understand when we're abrasive, we don't have a very positive effect. Another thing we need to know is that gentleness is attractive. It says in 1 Timothy 6:11, as a man of God, pursue what God approves of, a godly life, says in Colossians 3:19, husbands, love your wives and be gentle with them. It says in Ephesians, didn't write it down correctly, but it's the right verse. It says, fathers, do not irritate and provoke your children to anger. Do not exasperate them to resentment, but fear them tenderly in the training and discipline and counsel of the Lord. When, as a father, I'm angry and I'm screaming and I'm hollering, I don't communicate love. But when I am lovingly disciplining my children, it says I love them. Doesn't mean I say what they're doing is right. Screaming doesn't accomplish anything. Gentleness communicates love. The next one is gentleness earns respect. In Numbers chapter 12, verse 3, it says Moses was very meek and gentle. I never thought about that. Moses was meek and a gentle man. In fact, he was gentle and more than anyone else on the face of the earth. You know, gentleness is, when I think of Moses, I think of the time that he killed the guy. But he must have learned, because the scripture describes him as being a gentle guy, more gentle than anyone else. Gentleness earns respect. And number 7, gentleness is a witness to unbelievers. Yeah? It says in Titus 3:2, they must not slander anyone and must avoid quarreling. Instead, they should be gentle and show true humility to everyone. Listen, if your lost neighbors see you being harsh, if they see you being uncaring and loving, they won't want what you have. And I love 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 15 and 16, because it describes it so well. And the church missed this for years because I've been with people who did not understand that we're to be different. It says in verse 15 of chapter 3 of 1 Peter, instead you must worship Christ as Lord of your life. And if someone asks about your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it. But listen to this, verse 16. But do this in a gentle and respectful way. Keep your conscience clear. Then if people speak against you, they will be ashamed when they see what a good life you live because you belong to Christ. You know, when someone rejects what you believe, just be gentle. Be kind. Be respectful. I mean, you're not going to argue them into the kingdom. You're not going to guilt them into the heavenly gates. Gentleness, though, when you tell someone the gospel and they respond negatively and you're gentle, you may get another opportunity. Gentleness is a witness to unbelievers. And then the last thing, gentleness makes me like Jesus. You know, in the fruit of the Spirit, one of the fruits of the Spirit is gentleness. But do you know that Jesus was gentle? I found this in Matthew chapter 11, very familiar verse 28. It says, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and what? And gentle at heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. You see, when you become gentle, you become like Christ. Now, you can say, what about that temple thing? That was a unique situation where they were abusing, and he came in and ran around. But when you look at the life of Jesus, he was incredibly gentle. Now, those 8 things are important to remember. If you want to be blessed by God, you can't be the loudest person, the meanest person, the hard-headedest person. I mean, you just can't be that. If you want to be blessed by God, you're going to have to be gentle. And our world needs this. My goodness, I've been sick since Saturday, I guess, and I've basically been in a chair listening on TV. I hear one political group being terrible, and I hear the other political group being terrible. And the terrible thing is, they don't impress me. I don't listen. We need to understand the world needs to see and hear gentleness from us because Jesus is gentle, and He wants to change your life. Now, I know I'm probably short tonight, but that's what you get when I'm running a little fever. And pray for me in the morning, but I love you, and I'm hoping to be here. I've got Sunday.